No. Those came standard. Default. Yeah, those are default.
That's part of the, that's part of the show.
That is.
I need to get one of those sound bites.
Oh, yeah. What's up, guys?
What's up, people? So welcome back to the D Squad.
Yup.
We are three waiting for four. So Cy, B, and Craig. Craig Must is on here.
Oh, what's happening?
Craig.
Getting rid of his gum.
Absolutely. So, on the mic. Jesus Christ.
Today's podcast is about masculinity.
Oh, come on. Press the masculinity button. Press the masculinity button.
Oh, here.
There we go. That's masculinity,
right,
people.
I thought that was post-nut clarity.
That's also for the post-nut clarity. Okay.
That's when you are really a true man. Is after that's post-nut is when you
truly get in with. That's when you become human. It's just like, oh, my God. My life has come. It's like everything just comes together because you're no longer chasing that first nut. Gentlemen. Eat your meat before you hit these streets.
Hold on. I mean, that's what I'm saying. So, B, did you beat the meat? Did you get it off before you left the house?
I can't say that I had. Mm-hmm. I didn't have time. Mm. You know, I got to drive an hour and a half down.
So whatever he says from now on, don't listen to him because it's all bad.
I'm going to make bad choices, as Rick said.
You're going to make all bad decisions,
bad
man.
Bad decisions all day.
Craig?
I don't know why I'd never do before this because it's just like.
So wait. You ask people to do this stuff and you never take your own advice.
Listen, man. Coaches don't play. All right. Listen, I woke up too early.
Wow.
I woke up too early, and it's just like when you're up that early, it is hard to get yourself up. Morning. Let alone your penis. Like,
bro, wait. How early did you wake up?
Really?
Like 5 minutes ago. No, I'm kidding. I woke up at like 6, which is very unseasonal for your boy. I don't wake up that early.
I woke up at 5:30.
That's because you're a psychopath. You're different, bro. You're built different.
So what? I woke up at 5:30. Make sure I got one off. Yeah, it was 2.
Like at 5:30 and you really?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. I had to make sure.
I'm the Uberman.
Freaking Osai is always productive.
No.
Always productive. No. Good word, bro. Productive. Always productive.
Not reproductive, but productive.
lots of production.
It's fucked up. I thought we were friends on this podcast. I see now we are not friends because obviously I have post-nut clarity and these two do not.
Just do not, bro. Yeah. We're cloudy, filled with nut. It is a problem right now, man.
Yeah, man. We're swimming.
I can't help it. It's coming up to my eyeballs right now, so it's a problem.
Good. So it's perfect time for you to watch, you know, and the way we got into this, basically, we're going to talk about Lil Nas X.
Oh, I still haven't seen the video, but I'm going to. But only TikTok has just shown me clips of just him.
Well, you can pull it up right now and put it under, bro.
Watch that shit, bro. I got to see that. Because for me personally, watching the Christian fundamentalists lose their minds over this video is just entertainment enough. It's just the video, like, is great in first production value, I'm assuming, but to see the reaction is so much more entertaining.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely beautiful.
Well, what brings it up for me too was that I had a client who told me about it because I didn't really watch it until she brought it up, and I was like, oh, okay, let me go take a look. And I'm watching it while she's training, whatever. And then she says, you know, she's a black woman, and she was just like, I don't like it. I was like, why don't you like it? And you know, her thoughts were basically, I don't think kids should be seeing this. Now, mind you, you know, I'm talking about, like, you know, came up in a generation of, you know, we had Adina Howard, we had Lil Kim growing up.
We had some wild, you know, nonsense growing up, yo.
You know, we had Prince, Mr. Androgynous out there, you know, love my guy, love Prince, not hating on him.
I didn't get into Prince until he was gone, and I feel so bad.
Sad.
Terrible, man.
You're always late to the party, Craig.
Every time, bro.
You know what? Go in the closet, go beat your meat, and come back.
I should. You know, like,
here's go the thing. Beat your meat to Lil Nas X video, and then come back.
How weird would that be? It's just like, you leave. Go beat your meat, you come back in, hello.
Yes. Your voice drops by 3 octaves.
Exactly. You're no longer excited, just like us. I'm ready to podcast now.
I need a sandwich.
I require a sandwich, please.
But anyway, it came out to the conversation, you know, talking about some more and kind of the sponsor thing, because I watched it, you know, on point. First reaction, I was like, you know, I think it's a great video. It's artistically impressive. Really, and it's awesome. But one of the things that she said that got to me, she was just like, well, why is it that always promoting, like, the feminine blacks? Like, why, you know, they don't promote, like, you know, masculine men or masculine black men to the community or whatever. And I'm like, I don't find that. I find that, yes, he's homosexual and he's, you know, on a stripper pole. He's doing a whole nine. But I didn't find anything to relate to say, like, you know, he was exuding feminine energy or masculine energy. Like, you know, and that brought up the thought. So what is a man? What is a man? What's masculine energy? Like, what is it? And how do we define it in today's day and age?
Please tell me, is a woman coming in for this?
I don't know.
There's not a woman coming in. We are still womanless. So,
come on. I mean,
we're waiting for you, Jay Dizzle. We're waiting for you. But anytime a woman must have dropped in on this podcast. See us.
Feminine,
let us know.
Energy here as well.
Yeah. We do. But we're going to make do with what we got.
No, it's true. It's true.
You know what? Rick's not here yet, so that's our feminine energy.
Oh. Every time he shows up late, we just rag on him until he gets here.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty
like,
much.
And he just hears it like after the fact. He's just like, oh, man, they were just like, they're just ripping into me like that. I thought we were friends. Like, yes, we are friends.
I saw him this morning on the hill. He was looking like a decrepit Jade Goku.
I think it's expected because if you really go down to our podcast, you hear when Rick's late, we're always chopping on him. And then
he just walks into the firestorm and is just like, "What? I thought we were friends." Yeah. Like, yeah, we are. Come on,
sit down. Surprise, motherfucker.
It's kind of like going to the bathroom and the waiter comes out.
Exactly.
Anyway, Craig, pull up that video.
Yeah. I do. Let me watch this video.
Watch the video real quick. B and I are going to chat about it.
Yep. Right,
while you watch it. And Craig, you know, feel free to jump in with your first reactions and be like, Yo,
this is a live reaction because I have not seen the video yet because I've just been watching the TikToks of it.
But my thing about it, too, was just like my relation to her was just like I said, and my thoughts were that, you know, just because I think it was very much feminine, very much standing up to it, you know, even in response to her saying like, you know, she doesn't think kids should be seeing this. And I said, you know, nowadays, kids are a little bit more astute. I think kids have, you know, because our brains are getting bigger, I think kids have a better perception at a younger age of what and who they are and their places in life.
Right.
And yeah, it may not communicate to the masses or to a lot of kids. They may just see, oh, that's just funny or whatever. But there's a couple kids out there that's like, I feel that. Like, you know what? Like, I'm not comfortable in my body or the people that I'm around, the way I've been raised because of nobody has addressed this or nobody has looked like this and felt like this. And that resonates with me. Yeah. And the fact that he went out there on this video and, artists can be a little bit off there. You know, we're definitely going to be pushing the envelope and stuff like that. But to basically put your whole career on the line with this video, you know, because if you just listen to the song, you really can't tell, you know, with the song. But the video, he really did. He punched some people in the eye with this one. He said, you know what? Come get me.
But the publicity he's getting with the video.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
You can't pay for that. Like, it's, you can't draw that attention.
It's a really pretty video.
Yeah.
Look at the creek. It's
I like
really
the coloring.
Pretty. It's really, it is. I like the color
it's
a lot.
It's artistically, like, impressive.
I'm learning about colorizing, so that's.
There you go.
It's pretty good.
I'm actually beginning to see the why all the Christians are losing.
You know, it's not the worst thing out there.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, between our mainstream news and all the availability of these little incidences on TikTok. Please.
Well, and before we got started on the podcast, you know, B and I were walking up, coming up in the elevator, and we're just talking about it. He was talking about, like, leaving his Jeep groups and stuff like that, you know, and, you know, how many people have Jeeps. And I'm not going to rag on everybody. Like, you know what, some people have it, but I was like, you know what, there's so many guys who do not know what they are, like, as far as being a man and their masculine energy or whatever, they are compensating with so much crap.
Exactly.
Yeah. And they're not digging deep. They're putting, like, you know, you're slapping mayonnaise on the surface constantly over and over. When that doesn't, you know, fit you, then you go to another thing, you slap some more, you know, you get a gun, you get da-da-da-da, you know, you want to be, you know, a CrossFit, I'm going to be a CrossFit champion and da-da-da, and then that doesn't work, and then you get a, you know, you get a Jeep and you hook it up and then hang on a drink with the guys all night, and you know what I mean? Like, all of that, you do dumb shit. And yeah, you know, guys are always going to be predisposed to doing some dumb shit, period.
That tribe mentality kind of thing.
Right, the tribe mentality.
Yeah.
But when you do stuff that is obviously not out of your nature or just things that, like, you know, you really don't, you know, you really don't gen with, but you see other people doing it and you say, okay, that's what a real man does, that I'm going to go do it.
Right.
I'm going to go buy a Hummer because, you know, military guys, they're real men. They buy Hummers. They kill people, you know, but bro, you're slapping, what is it? Putting lipstick on a pig? Yeah. You're just putting lipstick on a pig.
That's what I've been doing
this
all week.
This dude is.
There you go. That's exactly what you said. That's where I got it from. Sorry. Yeah. B's Twitter has been on fire. I said, fuck this. I'm not putting any more lipstick on this pig. I'm out.
This is what it feels like. Kissing people's ugly babies.
I can see the moral panic.
Oh, really?
I mean, a moral kind with a Satan at the end, too. That's hilarious. Too.
Madonna back in the day had a burning cross.
Absolutely, bro. Yo. Mortal panic.
Didn't she have, like, a burning cross?
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
Marilyn Manson
cross.
Had an upside down one.
Yeah.
It was just like, yo. Oh,
what was that book that she put out that time, Madonna? She had put out a book.
I don't remember anymore.
There was that one book because it was a book. It was an awesome book. Like, porn. I remember. Yeah, it was basically, it was like, I mean, she took, I wouldn't call it porn. But yeah, it was porn.
It was art.
It was art, but it was porn. It was pornography. It was like hot, yo.
It was naked.
I think if anybody's got that in pristine condition, you got like a collector's item because that shit was like hot. Yeah. We were kids when it came out. I was always trying to cop looks at it, be like, yo, let me get this book.
Yeah.
I used to keep it in the back at Barnes and Nobles.
So I just finished watching that video.
Yes. Right. All right. Here we go. Craig's first reaction.
First of all, that dude is athletic, bro.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So, all right. And as for what she mentioned when she said, why is it that they always display this? Like, what she's saying, who exactly is she referring to?
I don't know.
She's just talking about media.
The music industry.
That's fine. We have plenty of that. There's plenty. The entire rap video community is literally, you know, what would be considered the masculine energy.
Right.
But
fake.
It's fake. It's all fake. It's all bullshit. Well, masculinity in general is bullshit.
Oh yeah.
I'll preface, right?
I'm giving Craig the eye because I'm like, I would say masculinity in general is bullshit.
I'll explain why. Yes. I'll explain why. Don't put stock in anything that's threatened by pastel colors. Like, if your masculinity can be threatened because you wore a pink shirt, like that, like masculinity is nonsense.
Yeah.
Don't be masculine, be strong.
Yeah.
Because when you're on your back, when you're in the hospital, when you're hurt, when you're going through something, masculinity is not going to carry you through.
Yeah.
Strength will.
Yeah.
And everyone can be strong. You can be strong in a hospital bed. You can be strong in a wheelchair. You can be strong completely alone and depressed. Strength is what you need.
Right.
Masculinity will fail you. Masculinity is the powder coating on your car.
Right.
It is not. It's not the paint job that matters. It's what's inside, and that's what's going to carry you through.
Yeah.
So it's like you see Lil Nas X putting this out, and you can go, "Oh, this doesn't put out the masculine energy." But he's just showing the strength of being who he wants to be. Like that's a bold move. Even though today it's getting easier in America to be a homosexual, that is a hell of a statement to make.
Yeah, it doesn't make him a lesser person.
It doesn't make him a lesser person at all.
You know, some of the concepts that people revere the most, you know, we were talking about, you know, the Spartans and Spartan culture and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, the Greek lifestyle, stuff like that. One, there was a lot of homosexuality going on.
Oh, the Spartans.
You will fight hand to hand with the guy that you're fucking. That's probably why you fought harder.
I've seen a lot because I studied a lot of the warrior cultures.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Most of them had elements of it. They were with men.
Yeah, you
samurai,
were with men.
The samurai actually, I forget what it's, there's a word that they had for it, but samurai actually discouraged male and female relationships because they considered women a distraction.
Cool.
So you were supposed to be with other samurai. Like you went with women just to procreate. And that was basically it.
Right.
Like you go procreate and then you'd go to war and it's just you and your boys out killing people.
I think it's like an issue with American culture. You look at other things like Hindu gods are actually, they display feminine and masculine qualities in the same token.
Yeah.
Like they are both. Mm-hmm. They're like flip side. Mm-hmm. It all depends on the circumstance. So
it is for, I think in particular, I think the reason why Lil Nas X's video is getting so much heat and so much traction is because of the historic trauma that happened with, like, because there was a thing called buck breaking where white masters would they'd go and rape their male slaves in order to you know, break them.
Supposedly emasculate them.
Exactly. So it's just like you think about that and it's just like the black community. Jamaica don't fuck
Caribbean
community especially.
It's huge.
Yeah. In the Caribbean community.
Well, you know, even I think that's the influence of the European sense of it, because that's how we got into, you know, basically, like he said, the Caribbean community through England and bringing in the slaves. And then, the butt breaking that happened over there. And I heard in Indian culture, too, a lot of that, you know, they used to revere the women or guys who would cross-dress and stuff like that until the British came in. And then they saw it as something down. And now they're like the dregs of society. You know, get the fuck out of here. Stuff like that.
Fucking everything up, bro. Come on, white people. Why you gotta fuck everything up, bro? Chill.
But the thing is, like, Jesus. you go back to the roots of it. And like you said, you know, or like I was saying, like, you know, Greek and Roman cultures, it was huge. It was a big part of it. The whole thing about being, you know, with another, nobody looked at it sideways. It was just like, it was part of the culture. But also too, you know, getting into it, like, you know, and, you know, we talk about every society has their things, but it's like, I always like to bring up people who, like, want to hold up, like, 300 as a thing, the ideal, and that's what a real man is. Yeah, but are you willing to send your daughter off to some wretched old men who are going to predict the future? Because that's what they did. The oracles did that. Are you willing to say, like, okay, my kid was born with a splotch on his cheek. He is deformed. I'm going to toss him off a cliff.
I mean, there's a very good reason why the Spartan culture died. It is because it is an untenable culture. A lot of the training that they would do, a lot of the things that they would do, you couldn't keep it up in order to maintain a healthy society.
Right.
They were, and a lot of people don't know this, but Spartan culture was incredibly heavily dependent upon their slaves.
Right.
And when the slaves when the slaves originally revolted, it irrevocably damaged Spartan culture.
Yeah.
Things just started to go downhill from there. And then after a while, they were like, we can't do this anymore.
No.
Right.
No more Caligula.
No more. It's out. We out, bro. We out. Yeah. So it's just like, it is this whole thing of the masculine. It's like, tell me a situation in which you would need to be masculine rather than be strong.
Right.
And it is just addressing. Mm-hmm. So anytime somebody says like you need to be masculine, it's just like, okay, what are you compensating for?
It's like an exterior label.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, traits of masculinity or femininity can be addressed in both. It doesn't matter because you have a dick or you have a vagina. Just because you have a vagina does not mean you're feminine. You have an overabundance of feminine energy.
Yeah.
You know, I've met women who are just like, you have absolutely no empathy. You should not, like, you know, you have no caring bone in your body.
What you mean,
or
bro?
Whatever. Just like, Jesus Christ, what got into you? And, you know, same thing with guys. You know, you see some guys who are just very caring and stuff like that. I mean, I think like this talk about like, or not the talk, I think these guys, and I was talking about like, you know, the Jeep culture that, you know, B was in, or, you know, other things like that. Everybody's going towards this thing because they think like, all right, this is what it takes to be a leader. This is what it takes to be strong. And I want to counter that. I'm going to say, like, you know what, to be a leader, I think strength is not dictated of a leader. Empathy is what it takes to really be a leader.
Yeah.
So you got to have a little bit of a balance. You got to have a balance between the masculine and your feminine energy. You have to be able to understand enough to take care of the people who are looking up to you to lead. Yeah. At the same time, when you do have to be strong and have to take somebody out, you have to take somebody out, or, I mean, I'm not going to say that's masculine energy, but when you have to lead and make the tougher decisions sometimes, instead of caring so much, you have to have that balance of both, you know? I think feminine energy is really about caring, nurturing, growth. And so that's masculine energy is about, you know, having to make those tougher decisions, having to, if it has to be killed, it has to be killed. You know, we have to go that route. So, like, you got to have a little bit of both to be, I guess, in terms of what it is, a true leader. And it doesn't matter if you are a dude or you're a woman.
Yeah.
Everybody can have those traits.
It's just that energy.
Yeah, it's the energy. It's how you come to yourself. And I think the deeper you go to yourself and the more you know yourself, the better it is. Like, you get better at that aspect of it because you know which side of the teeter-totter that you're on. Some people have more feminine energy. Some people have more masculine energy. Once you figure that out, you become a more balanced individual.
Some can be dual role.
Yeah. I mean, there's times that it goes. Yeah, some people just depend on situation and circumstances. People have it different ways.
Once I saw how there was so much semantics involved in between differentiating between masculine and feminine, and like you said, you know, maintaining the balance between the two, I decided to just toss them both away because the complexity wasn't helping anything. It's just like I have to be masculine in some senses and I have to be feminine in other senses. And what I just decided was that I will maintain strength while being empathetic. So you can be strong and then take a look. Yeah, I think that was the door. Like you can be, you know, a strong person and still be empathetic. Like and in fact, being a leader.
Uh-huh.
What's going on, bro?
Rick has entered the building. Rick has
what's
entered the
happening,
room.
Baby?
Did you get lost?
Messed up my leg, man.
My man. That's what you get for what were you doing? Hill sprints?
Yes. He was at the bottom of the hill holding his legs.
Oh, bro.
In a fetal position.
My man got done with his workout, butt cheeks quivering, just in pain, bro.
Now let me ask you, at the end of that workout, did you feel more feminine or more masculine?
Were you feel like the masculine energies?
You started like
a
man.
To be honest, I felt like a bitch. Angry after that workout. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, I felt angry after that workout.
Did you taste the ghost of chicken tenders in your workout?
Oh my God.
Man, you know what it was? I tasted the saltiness of the batter of fried chicken tenders.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, just burn it all out. I'm not gonna lie. I've tasted my sweat a lot in the past 2 months.
I can taste 11 herbs and spices. Yeah.
I was like, I can see the kernel. I've tasted my sweat a lot in the past 2 months, but I will tell you right now, today,
all gone.
I tasted my sweat and I was like, this tastes extra saucy.
Are you doing like, that before the sun gets up?
This tastes like a grown woman that made
You know my decisions. Sweat doesn't is not salty? It's weird.
Really?
I don't not smell. Salty? It's strange.
We have entered the infamous D-Squad curve to the right.
That's all I'm saying.
Nah, homie. I heard about... No. I got up at 6 this morning. And I'm barely functional. Like I don't operate before the sun gets up.
Hold on. So you know, before you start talking, well, Rick already did start talking. But before you start talking again, did you take care of that little brain fart issue?
Brain fart issue?
Did you beat your meat before you hit the streets, bro?
Did you beat the meat?
Oh no, I went into the park today with full testosterone.
Oh, just man. All of it.
Just full testosterone.
It's and, the bullpen in here, baby.
ladies, if you are hearing this, we are definitely taking off him.
Hold on. No.
Am I not the
only
one?
Speak for you guys.
Yeah.
Because I'm the only one.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that, I took care of that, bro.
Yeah,
I took care of
that. Just him. Just him.
I'm pining for coffee and trying to get the fuck out the house. Yeah. This guy's already stroked out. Just like, okay.
Yeah, no.
Absolutely not.
I got up early not because of that. Yeah. I got up and I was like, you know what? I have some time to kill because I got to go get in my workout too. So, and I was going to go hit the beach, ride my bike, and then go to the park to go run with Rick.
Fucking savage.
Yeah, bro,
but I ended up, you know, going back to back. And I was like, all right, I'm just going to go to the park and go run.
Bro, he wakes up and he just jerks off in the mirror to Jocko Willink listening to the Avengers theme song. Right. It's like, bro, calm down. Like, whose death are you trying to avenge?
No, it's the Wonder Woman theme.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Very dramatic. Very dramatic. Yes. On beat, too. On beat.
Right?
On beat.
Right.
That's haters gonna hate.
No, man, I can't get up that early, bro. I can't. I don't know how you guys do it. I will be working out this afternoon in the comfort of the afternoon sun.
It's your masculine energy.
I'm missing the masculine energy, bro.
Masculine.
Absolutely not.
What topic are we on today?
Masculinity.
Masculine. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute. I came in here and we're just going in right now. I'm like, woo.
No, man, we're talking about masculinity. I say masculinity is bullshit.
They were talking about Lil Nas.
Talk about Lil. You did see the video, right?
Yeah, I saw the video.
I just saw it just now.
Not again. Like nothing is Lil Nas. Like I'm totally fine with him, but it just seemed tasteful. I mean, not tasteful.
Was it too much?
Lack of taste. Lack of taste. Wasn't very tasteful.
As an artist, really? shouldn't he be permitted to do so?
As an artist, you are free to express yourself and share your expressions in any way, shape, or form that you feel necessary. Again. My opinion, this is not a fact, my opinion is that bit over the top, not very tasteful, could we have done it in a different way? Maybe. But again, that's just me criticizing someone's art.
But
at the end of the day,
I mean, art. I get you with that, but like,
and I don't fuck around with that demon spirit shit either, so.
Yeah, we heard about that.
Yeah, like.
Bro, you sat on the pentagram.
What? Yep. Don't fuck around with that shit, man. Listen, my ex one day, like, it took her like a week to convince me to go watch Insidious like 3 with her. Like, do you realize how much of a baby I was being on the way to Insidious in theaters?
Just crying out. Like, I don't want to watch.
I'm gonna go to church.
Do you know how many blowjobs it took for me to say yes to that?
Really?
Damn.
Yes.
Blowjobs it took.
Now you know what it is.
Like, it was not a joke.
For
such problems.
And I made a TikTok about it. I think I posted it in the group chat.
Oh, yeah.
But I made a TikTok about it. But literally.
We'll like, repost it on our Instagram.
Yeah. It is for this. It's just like. So you're looking at he's lap dancing on the devil, which was the main highlight of the video, right?
Yeah. That's the whole. Oh, my God.
That's where the whole moral panic comes into play. But it's just like that's not the devil. Like, the devil doesn't look like that at all. Like, the devil looks like an angel.
He's
beautiful according to, like, he is the most beautiful angel, but we know what biblically accurate angels look like.
It's vain.
Flaming baby wheels.
Yeah.
Yeah, some nightmare shit. Yeah. So he's the most beautiful version of whatever the fuck that is.
So he's a beautiful flaming baby whale.
Yeah, or he's like a 3-story tall, 3-headed goat man looking thing.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like us at all.
Right.
No. So it's just like he was literally dancing on the human preconceived notion of what we think evil is. Yeah. Because that depiction of the devil is actually from Dante's Inferno and Pan's Labyrinth and a few other
great poems.
It's like white Jesus.
No, that's not what he looks like at all.
He was Pan on PEDs. Performance enhancing drugs.
According to the Bible, we are the only things created in the image of God. They don't look like God. They look like, you know, whatever nonsense. God was on a bender and he made them. And that's what he made. They don't look like us. So Nas wasn't dancing on the devil. He was just dancing on our preconceived notions of what we think the devil looks like.
Right. Symbolism. I mean, but yeah, that's
symbolism. Yeah, it's a symbolism, but it's symbolism. Just like, you look at the, I see the Christian fundamentalists who are going crazy. And it's just like, it's like, why?
It looked like a gay club Halloween.
Here's the question.
Yeah, literally, I've seen,
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Would there have been any difference between him lap dancing on the devil that we saw or him lap dancing on a flaming baby wheel? The answer would be no, because it's just symbolism.
It is.
It's at the end of the day, it's him symbolizing that he's flirting with the devil.
Right.
That at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if the image is from Dante's Inferno. It doesn't matter if the image is a flaming baby wheel, which is what I will now go to calling girls. Yeah. I'm like, yo, you look like an angel. I'm like, you look like
a flaming baby wheel.
They're looking at me like, what? And I'm like, that's what an angel looks like.
I apologize for single-handedly tanking your sex life.
Exactly.
Yeah. You tell a woman that, she's going to have a problem, bro.
All my flirting moves just went up to 11.
So sorry. Ladies, I'm sorry.
Ladies, be ready.
I apologize.
I see you and I think you look fantastic. I'm going to see you like a flaming baby
wheel. Yeah, you're looking like a flaming baby wheel now.
Flaming baby wheel. They're going to be like, what? I'm like, that means you look like an angel, sweetheart.
Are you sure the biblically accurate angel? Bro, I'll put it in the chat.
Flaming baby wheel. Rawr.
The strangest pickup line.
Exactly.
It stands out. It stands out. And that they'll remember.
They'll never forget.
This guy called me a fucking baby wheel.
That's right. That's what we're doing.
Oh, and the wheel has eyes, by the way. I forgot to say that the wheel has a bunch of eyes on it.
The wheel has eyes.
A bunch of eyes. I'll show you guys a picture of it.
I mean, like that working. You pick up a lot of mothers with that. Yeah, you pick up a lot of mothers. By the way, this is where the D-Squad took a left turn.
First from the right,
then we go left.
But yes,
I'll take that.
Yeah, but he's dancing he's dancing on the symbol of the devil. So it's basically him flirting with evil or flirting with the devil. Which again, it's art. I don't care what you do with your life. You want to flirt with the devil? Flirt with the devil.
To go deeper into that, I would say he was flirting with our preconceived notions of what evil is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But also fair.
And the thing about it, like, I think what he was getting at is that in the LGBTQ community, a lot of parents, especially if your parents are like Christian fundamentalists or whatever, they're just saying like, you're gay, you're homosexual, you're instantly going to hell. And that's what he was saying.
A clap back, you know?
It's like that's exactly what I was like, bro, out of spite?
Yeah.
Like, if I'm dealing with, like, I didn't live his life. But I can imagine, you know, you're black and gay.
Hold on,
and
let
you
me
come
ask.
Up to your parents. It's like, bro,
I gotta ask, Craig.
Yo, what's up?
Because the fundamentalists.
The fundamentalists.
Oh man!
If you had said that you like dudes at age 12,
I don't think my parents would have disowned me, but it would have. They definitely would have gone to that gay conversion camp.
Sure.
They tried to exercise me. They exercised me twice, actually.
What?
Yeah. They had the pastor come. Like, they're like, oh, Craig, come on. I made your favorite dinner. I was like, sweet. Walking in, no dinner. It's just the church pastor and like two elders.
Oh, wow.
And they all sat down and they tried to cast devils out of me. And I'm just like, what in the fuck is going on
here? They tossed holy water on you.
Yes, they did. No. And they put the oil cross on my forehead. Wow. Yeah, they exercised me twice.
Damn.
And that was just me acting up being a, you know, crazy kid.
And then
like, if I would have been gay, they'd be like, oh, you're going to gay conversion. We're going to waterboard the gay out of you, bro.
What did he like, show you straight porn or something?
I have no idea.
Straight porn.
There were two gay conversion camps in Cleveland.
There was two great gay.
There were two.
Personally.
Yes. You could. It was like an hour outside of Cleveland city limits. So it was a little bit in the boonies. No. There was one there and there was one closer to Columbus. They're both closed now. But that's so where they were.
They just went underground.
Yeah, there was a bunch of kids that they sent to that shit, and it was like, it was messed up. It was messed up. Like apparently they just, basically it's boot camp style, and they like the main like thing is they have their counseling sessions, and then in the afternoon times, they make them stand up and they just like preach at them for like an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours in the hot sun. It's crazy. It was wild, wild shit, bro.
Sounds very.
And that was just for the Seventh-day Adventists, man. It was wild for others. So it's just like, yeah, in the to be black and gay, and it's just like I can only imagine what he went through. Mm-hmm. Oh, you best believe I'm clapping back hard. I'm coming out with the Satan shoes with the with the 666 on them, the demon blood in the soles. I'm down,
bro.
Well,
I'm sure, you know, this is just my thoughts and my speculation. Mm. But I'm sure when he was first coming out, they were just like, oh, wait, first, you're a black guy. And you're going to rap the country.
Mm-hmm.
And you're gay?
Mm-hmm.
His A&R is probably like, nah, we can't have that. Let's just...
nah, you didn't chill, homie. That's too many.
So he dropped his first album. Homie. He dropped his first album, and, you know, dude got like, all right, now I got some clout.
Right.
Gloves come off. Let's go.
I'm about to hit him with the he, bro.
Yeah, I'm hitting him with the he, bro.
I'm coming out swinging.
He has a platform now. Yeah. He has a platform to talk on, and you know that people are going to be like, whether you want to listen to it or not, you have to because he is so big. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's why I love about that shit. Like, yo, he's not afraid to.
That video put him out there. Way over the top. Now.
Oh yeah,
he is. And then like stratosphere now.
The company that created the shoes are getting sued by Nike because they're not affiliated.
Well, that's a trademark. That's a trademark issue.
Yeah.
I mean, they probably should have used the Nike swoosh. Yeah, that was a bad move, bro.
You put the Nike swoosh on your fucking.
Come on, man. You could have just put an upside down cross and just come out with a new brand of shoes. Like, what's wrong with you?
Remove the Nike logo.
Remove the Nike logo altogether, bro.
And you're straight. Well, in this case. Well, wait a minute.
Did you intend that pun?
I did not actually.
I'm going to believe you did because it makes me feel better.
It came out like Lil Nas did.
I like how hard he slapped everybody over the head, bro. Like, and it's hilarious. It's absolutely hilarious. I love it. I absolutely love it, man.
My parents had that conversation when I was younger, too.
Right. Oh, if you come out as gay or...
About me, yeah. But they had it with each other. I didn't find out until I was older. No, totally. Because I'm a late bloomer. Like, everything about me is late blooming.
Everything happened later on. Yeah, so they're like, is he? Because he's not. I haven't found any Playboys under his mattress yet.
He's a hustler. Whatever age you think Rick is or whatever age he tells you, subtract 10.
Pretty much. Pretty much. Like, that is pretty much the go-to.
He's like, he's 25.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, man.
Yeah. No, my mom thought that I was, my mom thought I was gay because I really didn't like have any girlfriends.
You didn't bring a girlfriend.
I really didn't interact with any girls at the time.
He doesn't have any gray hair or anything.
She had that talk with my dad and my dad was like, Rick's not gay. And she was like, no, we got to be prepared for it. You know,
we have to mentally prepare.
We have to accept it. If that's who he is. And my dad was like, Rick's not gay. Then once I broke through that first female barrier,
and they're like, they breathe that sigh, but it's like, oh my god, it's not even that serious.
Yeah,
my parents had that shit.
Any time that I'm withheld for something for a long time, I tend to go overboard.
They keep buying them like
that's most.
Yeah, so like if I don't have like a certain amount of food in a long time, I go overboard.
You go and get a basket of chicken tenders at a strip club.
If I haven't had like a drink in a while, I go overboard.
He does everything to the extreme.
I'm an extremist. So, being what was I like 17 when I first started having sex? 17, 18. I went overboard.
Went and lost some goddamn mind.
I literally went to Walgreens. I went to Walgreens and got that 30-pack bundle Trojan pack.
Oh, no.
Jesus. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
I went overboard.
Bum, 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 bum. That's how he walked out of that Walgreens.
He came out with a jumbo pack under his arm. No shame.
This guy's chafing, bro.
Here's the thing, though. I brought that 30-pack Trojan container to school every day.
Oh my god.
And every single day it just got slimmer and slimmer and slimmer.
Yo, those water balloon fights you guys are having were awesome.
I know, right? Bro.
So how many times did you masturbate?
Like, that's not water.
Why is that so much lube on the playground? Jesus.
Everything's so slippery. What is happening?
Why do we keep seeing ankles getting broken on the basketball court?
Just
slipping. Oh, boy.
So much lube everywhere.
tell you.
Why can't I turn these doorknobs?
His locker's greasy as shit.
Oh, my God.
Got condom lube all over it.
Oh, my God. I actually didn't use a locker in Piper.
Oh, my God. Oh, you went to Piper?
Yeah, I went to Piper.
Oh, my God. You monster.
Yeah.
I forgot about Piper, bro. Yeah. Piper was vile.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Oh, Lord in heaven.
Was that here?
Oh, about
Piper.
It.
Yeah, yeah. Piper Middle. Wait, Piper Middle and High?
No, Piper High.
Oh, you went to Piper High?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I finished my high school in Piper High. I was in Detroit in MLK. And MLK is disgusting, too. Like, we were breaking into classrooms.
Bro, I flew over Detroit looking down like, nah, hell no.
I don't get that.
Just fucked up down there.
They name, like, the shittiest things MLK.
It's really, I don't know why. MLK Street? No, you'll get shot, for real.
All right.
That's based on community.
Yeah, yeah. Let's bring it back.
Yeah, thank you.
My bad.
Lion Tamer Day. Oh,
uh-oh.
Before we go too far off topic, let's bring it back.
Okay.
Nah, man. People right. Like when we stay somewhere in the topic.
You're right. You're right. I mean? Yeah, I forget. We'll talk about shitty Detroit in a later. Detroit sucks.
Hey, listen, we could have that minority talk. We could make that another podcast for sure. But that is, I saw us going into that, and I started my blood starting, and I was like, before I say something, let's bring it back to where we at. Let's bring it back to our masculinity.
We'll make that another
masculinity. You said masculinity is bullshit.
I say it's bullshit.
Okay.
I say it's bullshit.
Now, what about big dick energy? Is that masculine?
I do love big dick energy.
I like
big dick energy masculinity.
Now, why do you say masculinity is bullshit? I just got to figure this out.
I said it earlier, but you weren't here for it. I will repeat it again. Yeah, sorry, podcast listeners.
Give me the quote.
Don't put stock in anything that's threatened by pastel colors. Like, I don't like the idea of, like, so masculinity is a put on.
You think toxic masculinity is bullshit.
No, well, tell me a situation where it is better to be masculine rather than being strong.
I consider strong to be a part of masculinity.
I would
have to counter you on that one. I think you got
I'm not saying strong is in like bulky strong, but like just that.
I'm not talking about that kind of strength.
I think you fell into that one. Because
okay,
I don't think strength has to do with your masculinity or femininity.
Okay.
Because giving birth, you gotta be strong as fuck.
Strong. Whole hell yeah.
You know?
If you're laid up in a hospital bed, you gotta be strong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The strength is something that everyone can be. You can be strong in a wheelchair. You can be strong on your back on the bed. Mm-hmm. You can be strong when you're depressed and alone. Strength is what will carry you through in the really bad times. Masculinity won't. Mm-hmm. Masculinity will abandon you immediately the moment it's threatened.
Yep. Now remember, the thing about it too is that both masculinity and masculine energy, whatever, big dick energy, whatever you want to call it, and femininity is a social construct. It's kind of like what we set it up to be like. Mm-hmm. You know, before this, you know, I guess probably before like the 1900s, this wasn't really even a conversation. People were just people.
Yeah.
You know, gay, straight, da-da-da-da, whatever. You were just a person.
And you were did as you were told.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? Women wore dresses. You shouldn't show your ankle.
Describe to me in your words.
I was going to go into it.
Yeah.
As far as it goes with, you know, in what situation does it call to be more masculine and strong? They're two different things, but according to the whole definition of, you know, being a man or being masculine, I think the only thing I can say, and it's not to say like it's not a virtue of being strong, but the power to be a father takes a lot to be a true father. To be a true father, accepting your kids as the way that they are.
And you got to have both energies.
Yes.
At being a good father. You know, you can't just always be military.
No, bring her on the phone. Let's put mom on the phone.
Oh, put my mother on the phone?
Yes.
Absolutely not. You don't want that. You don't want that smoke, bro. You don't want that smoke.
Okay, so... In your words, describe to me big dick energy.
Big dick energy?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Wait. Craig already said he doesn't have a big dick, so he...
I don't have a big dick, but I do. Energy. I can carry the big dick energy without having the big dick.
You walk in the room.
You walk... No, literally. So
swinging and jagging.
So you want to describe big dick energy, right?
Yes.
All right, so big dick energy would be... You walk into like a nightclub. All right, I'll tell you this.
It's confidence.
Come on, give me that scenario, man. I'm waiting for it.
All right, so when I used to work in the nightclubs, people would walk in all the time. Yeah. There was a guy, he was one of the chefs. He was some famous chef. I never knew who he was, but he worked at Hard Rock. And when he would come in, it was like he would take over the club.
Yep.
Like he would walk in with a confident smile, you know.
But wouldn't try.
It just exudes energy and confidence, and it's just like you
doesn't demand.
He used to do it all the time.
That's not masculine energy. I wouldn't say that's masculine energy. The power to come in and have that confidence where people just gravitate towards you. Because I'm repeating myself. Rick, you weren't here, but I said to be considered a leader or for somebody that people look up to and people just want to follow, they follow that energy. Mm-hmm. It takes a mixture of you got to have the empathy. And you got to have what's the so-called strength.
And that's what he used to do. Mm-hmm. He would walk in and like the waitresses, all the bottle girls, they would immediately see him and they'd all run over and like he'd kiss their hands, ask them how they were doing. He knew them all by name.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then it's just like his thing was he would go over to the DJ booth. He would tip the DJ like $200 or $300.
Yeah.
And then he would go over to we had a bar area and like he would go and he would start cooking over in the bar.
That's a gentleman.
Yeah, right. He would change the entire feel of the club.
But that's the thing. Yeah, that's the thing about it. It's just like, you know, you got to have that. You got to have both. You got to be that person that is willing to listen to somebody who's having a hard day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As well as somebody who is acting out of turn or whatever, mm-hmm. being able to, you know, not put them down, but to put them back into their place or to contain their energy.
Is that is that not like positive masculinity?
I wouldn't say that's positive masculinity. I just think that's a leader.
Is that okay?
Right. I mean, if you have toxic masculinity traits, then you have to have positive masculinity traits.
Why can't it just be masculine?
Or masculine.
Why can't it just be human?
Yeah, it's human. Yeah.
Okay, now we're getting
into the fucking...
I'll tell you this, right?
It's like yin and yang. You know, you got your good and your bad of everything. So just, I mean, masculinity is masculinity, but you have your toxic sides and you have your positive sides.
Right. Right.
So would that not be considered the positive traits of masculinity? Yeah. Whereas, you know...
I'll say this. It ties in. It's going to sound a little esoteric, but it ties in.
Oh, my God.
So...
We get to that.
You've seen the men's fitness journals, right? You've seen the muscle and fitness magazines where it's just
I've seen them, but I have not read them. Let's not.
Most people don't. Okay. But it's just like you see the cover, you see how they display.
Yes.
There's a meme that I saw, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman was on the cover of Muscle and Fitness, and he was jacked. He was all oiled up. He had the Wolverine claws, and this was on Muscle and Fitness, right?
Right.
Then on the same issue, he was on, I think it was Good Housekeeping, which is predominantly geared towards women, right?
Mm-hmm.
On the cover of Good Housekeeping, he's wearing a pink, like a nice sweater. Yeah. He's holding a tray of cookies, clean cut.
That's big dick energy.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you look at
that. Confident.
Anybody, masculine energy only really applies to other. Ask any dude who works out hard. Ask any dude who has a great body. Who does he get more compliments from? The women or the men?
Dudes.
Yep.
All the time. Women don't want that, you know, hyper masculine energy.
Yeah.
Women want a strong man.
I used to get complimented on my calf muscles all the time.
Dude, your calf muscles are sexy as hell, man.
Nice calf, bro. I do all these leg exercises, dude. What do you do? I'm Cambodian, man.
I'm built different.
I'm built different. Yeah, you guys saw that meme, right?
It's rice
pack. The guy who's like, I'm built different, puts an egg in his bicep and crushes it.
Bee's doing that with the egg like right behind the calf.
You see the girl just crush it like,
no.
And I'm just like, yo, man, right. Like seriously.
Bee takes it to the next level. He doesn't use the egg. He's got apples.
He puts apple juice
behind his calves and just milks that shit.
Yep.
Straight pure apple juice.
Make an apple juice, bro. I got you. I'm built different.
That's how Chloe got her apple juice from middle school.
I got that apple juice for you, girl. Don't even worry about it. Like, just puts a cup right down by the calf. I got you.
Big freshly squeezed.
Energy. Big calf energy, bro.
But so the funny thing is, so we can explain this for like guys and stuff like that. Let's talk about it. Like, let's explain this to a 10-year-old. A 10-year-old came up to you and said, I really want to be a man. Like, I want to be like you. Like, what is it to be a man? Like, da da da. And, you know, I'm thinking about it in that sense because, and I don't know if you guys heard about DMX because I was watching.
Oh, him, yeah,
DMX,
man.
And, you know, Jesus. And then I saw an old video.
Yeah, he's
in the ER ICU. Right?
He's in the ER. No, he is not.
No?
No. They thought it was a drug overdose. And this is what happens with the hypermedia. We got stuff out way too quickly. People were saying that it was a drug overdose and he was on life support. He had a heart attack.
Okay.
He's off of life support now, breathing on his own. So the dude is okay. but he's not okay. I mean, he's not like out of the woods,
right?
But he's doing better.
He does
but
have brain function though, right?
He has brain function.
Okay, yes, cool.
He's breathing on his own.
Because that's what I heard.
So, that's good. But anyway, you know, like the and you have the kids in the neighborhoods who look up to that, and that's kind of like what happened. That's what got, according to his story, what got DMX hooked on drugs was he was looking up to a dude at 14 years old, and he basically gave him a drug, a blunt laced with crack. And that's, you know, what happened.
Shit.
So it's like
piece of shit.
And you know, like as kids, you all kids have to go through their pecking order. Like boys, especially boys, we that's something we do. We have to go through our pecking order. I think some of the times, like we don't let guys the little boys fight a little bit. I think that's a detriment, me personally. But anyway. Getting back to that, as kids, you look up to, you know, the guys who seem to have the nice cars and da-da-da, and I want to be like that. Mm-hmm. And you think that's a man. Mm-hmm. If a kid was to come to you and say, like, okay, what is a man? Like, what would you say to them? Like, how would you describe it? How would you describe what true masculine energy is? Like, positive
talk? What I would tell a child?
Yeah, or, like, not even you. Let's, you know what, let's start with the other guys. Let's go to B, because right. You talk a lot.
I do talk a lot. talk a lot.
I'm just here to absorb the conversation and just interject every once in a while.
But. All right, B.
That's what all this bigness is, just words.
You have a young male
who or actually, you know what? You don't. You have a daughter.
I know. It's hard for me to really.
How do you explain that to a daughter?
You know, my daughter is, she could probably put most boys to shame, but.
She definitely can.
That's good parenting.
His daughter
That's
would,
good parenting.
Listen, so. His daughter would definitely make some of you boys who, or some of you guys who have kids that think their boys are tough.
Yeah. She'll definitely check you there.
Probably.
I've done Muay Thai drills with his daughter, and I'm like, yo, this is like a battle princess right here.
Good. Battle Raising princess. Little Zenas.
I'm like, excellent. I'm like, hey, where's this coming from?
And that's where I'm at. I'd rather just, you know, raise a strong child versus, hey, you got to be a girl.
Yeah, it's like, you got to be Here's feminine.
I'm going to put you in gymnastics classes, and you're going to play soccer for the rest of your life. You know? You know, it's like, no. It's like, you're going to do what you're going to do.
But you're going to learn how to throw these hands, though. You can do whatever you want. You can wear a dress and kick the fuck out of somebody.
She's got a lot against her, you know. She's a minority, and, you know, she's a female, and she's going to have to work three times as hard than her neighbor.
Yep.
You know,
100%.
To get ahead, yeah.
So 100%.
I'm trying, you know, I instill, I guess you can say, masculine qualities into my daughter. So
that's okay.
But she also is very caring, very empathetic. Exactly. She's definitely going to be like well balanced. And I think like and a lot of people talk about like and you see like the hyper fighters and stuff like that. People play the roles for that. But I think a lot of the really good fighters, like the really good ones, have a little bit of both.
Yep, yeah, they do. Lots of female fighters.
Yeah.
100.
All right, Rick.
What you got, Rick? What you got?
What you got?
What you got, Rick?
You have a boy. You have a girl, right?
I have a daughter.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, there we go.
Let's talk about this.
Our
daughter. That's we got the daughter side. Daughter. Daughter.
We that's throw right. down the
feet. No kids, bro.
Oh, sorry. Nah, coming soon.
Ain't what?
He's still throwing down shower babies.
All day, bro. All day. Bro. Jerk off so much in the shower. I get hard when it rains.
Shower babies. Oh my God!
Yeah. I love it.
Why are we calling them shower babies?
Shower babies, bro.
I don't want to play this game anymore. Oh. All right, so we're going into young boy comes up to me and asks me what it takes to be a man.
You know what? Let's say like your daughter's like 15, 16.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's going on her first date.
Okay.
But she's a little late, so she's in the back. She's getting dressed or whatever. Mm-hmm. Dude is there. You can have a talk with him about, what is it to be a man?
Ooh. Damn, that's a tough situation.
That's a hard one.
You don't know if you want to just kill him or scare him.
Okay, so you know what's funny? I've actually struggled with this conversation in myself.
Me too.
I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, yo, daughter brings home this guy. This guy comes over. I can't be that asshole dad that just wants to be like, yo, you're dating my daughter. Have her home by 10. At 10:01, I'm gunning your ass down. That's toxic masculinity
right there. That's such a trope.
So for me, it's quite simple. It's like, hey, man, let me pull you out back real quick. Have a talk. It's like, all right, you know, I've been protecting and guarding my daughter for the past X amount of years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am giving you the responsibility and making sure that my daughter makes it back here tonight safe and sound. That is your responsibility.
Right.
Okay. To be a man,
yep.
You have to have a part of like a guardian in you, basically. You have to make sure you are there to protect. You need to make sure you're there to, you know, take care of the people that can't take care of themselves, to provide for the people that can't provide for themselves, and to be empathetic to the people that need it.
That's almost feminine too, right?
So it's almost like a caretaker, to be honest. Like in my eyes, like a good man is somebody that is, you're basically a caretaker. Like you need to be able to protect and care for the people that are around you, and make sure they are safe, they are sound, and that they have what is needed.
And be about your truth, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like whether they need something mentally or physically, you're there to provide what they need to grow and nurture. Mm-hmm. So if a guy is taking my daughter, I'm like, your job today is to make sure that she has a great time, to make sure she's protected, and that she, you know, that she learned, like whatever you guys do, she has fun, she gains something from it, you know,
respect,
et cetera. And that's basically what I need.
That's respect.
And if she's not home at 10:01, I'm gunning your ass.
I'm gunning your ass, bro. Be like, bro, I'll put a GPS on your car. I'll find you.
Yes. Exactly. All of that. You know, a little bit of toxic there as a joke.
Yeah.
Sort of. But, you know, for me, that's what it is.
Like, same time I'm installing spyware on his phone.
Exactly. He's like, oh, bro. He's like a picture of his face, but like, I got you now. You
know, no. He's not even, let me see your phone. He's like, yo, tap into the Wi-Fi so you can pull up this video. Exactly. Check this out.
Oh, that's dirty.
Click this.
Damn, Osai's got, Osai knows all my moves.
Yes.
Well, that, the Wi-Fi real fast, homie.
That and whatever girl that I'm dating at that moment is putting the spider tracker underneath his bumper.
Oh, me.
So that way we just track, you know, in real time where the vehicle's at.
Bro, why you said the girl that you're dating, you don't think you'd be married by that time?
That would be 9 years from now.
Just
I'm doing like the earliest I would think my daughter would start dating is 16. So that's you're hoping.
Remember, they're getting, you know,
tossing out bear traps trying to get you.
There is no dating until at least 16. And that curfew is 10, like easy.
Bro, I love that you say that. We're going to revisit this conversation in 5 years when she goes on her first date.
You're not going on no date in middle school. Those are play dates, and those are in-house only.
I am terrified for any parent.
And you're definitely not doing, must be chaperoned. And freshman year high school is definitely out the question because I need you to focus on your studies.
Unless you have a
sophomore
diploma.
Sophomore, you're 15 years old, and even still, I'm like, nah, that's still dad chaperones.
Mm-hmm. Helicopter parenting has to be a nightmare in today's day and age, bro. It's insanity.
But we have technology.
People have technology. That's what they use. And it's just nuts.
Again, I think that's a part of positive masculinity is that I'm not overprotective, but I am protective of my daughter. And I'm like, no.
As you should be. No. That's a good thing.
She is a minority. Yeah. She is a woman. And I need to make sure that she does 3 times the amount of work as the non-minority.
So she
can get at least equal amount of treatment or equal the amount of respect that they will get.
Amen.
Unfortunately, that's the way the world works.
It does.
But I was born into that world and I had to learn my way, to circumvent around that. And I have to teach my daughter the exact same thing.
You have to set her up to thrive.
Success. Yeah. I can't set her up going, hey, if you do the minimum amount of work, you're going to get the minimum results. No,
nah,
if she does the minimum amount of work, she's going to get below average the results for minimum.
Yeah. Right. Black woman.
She has to strive above and beyond to get equal.
Yep. All right, Craig.
No, me?
Yeah.
Damn, I don't want to go last.
Oh, you got it. Listen, you got the last word, homie.
Well, I don't know. We only got 8 minutes left.
I'll be quick. I promise. I'll try. All right. So for me personally, little kid comes up to me, asks me what it means to be a man. I like anything that can be fully utilized no matter who you are. Right. I'll tell them the same thing that I just told you guys. Being a man, being a great person, period, is being strong and being empathetic at the same time. It is being able to good manners is a privilege of the strong.
Right.
Anytime you see somebody who's mean and shitty and spiteful, they are always weak.
Yeah.
The mark of a true human is when you are good when you don't have to be.
Right.
And that guy who used to come in at the ship to Bongos, like he was a strong dude. Like he would come in, he had a smile for everybody. He remembered everyone's names.
Yep.
He would ask them, like, oh, that thing that you were dealing with last week, were you able to resolve that? He didn't work there. He came into our club for fun.
Yeah.
But it's just like his ability to be empathetic,
that swagger.
Show that swagger showed the strength, showed his strength beyond masculinity.
That's swagger.
I just put it together.
Yeah, you did.
Huh?
You did?
No, all right, so back, sorry, quick interjection. No, no. Back in the days, you know, when, you know, before Tootsie's was huge, I used to go to Tootsie's. I would never pay for lap dances or anything like that. I need to, like I said, I used to get a Coke with no rum. I would say, give me a rum and Coke, hold the rum. And I'll sit there and I'll nurse that little Coke for all night. My friends love going with me because all the girls would come around and talk to me. Yeah. And I was like, oh, wow. I just used to ask them questions. Mm-hmm. And I remember their stuff.
But it's because you remembered them.
Yeah.
You were talking to them.
You listened.
You weren't there for the lap dances. You weren't there for the alcohol. Tits. You talked and listened to them. And they were like, oh, shit, Osai's here. I can get some shit off my chest. Mm-hmm. Or Osai's here. I can ask him for some shit.
You're not trying to hook up with
I can ask him for advice for some shit.
I was not trying to hook up.
He wasn't trying to. Doesn't mean he didn't. It's a difference.
I mean, like.
Shut up, Brink. That's not on the podcast. We're going to have our crazy. We're going to have our crazy relationship tales at another date.
But basically it is if you're seeking strength, mm-hmm. if you want to be strong, you are never stronger than when you are caring for others.
That's true. Fair.
And when you have the ability to see things from other people's perspectives and you're able to have people depend on you, you're going to need to be strong in order to do so. And that's what I would tell them. It's just like, because I to tell it like when you tell a child be masculine, what does that mean? You're gonna wear tight shirts. You're gonna go do push-ups. You're gonna scream real loud. Drive big trucks. No, that's nonsense. You need to do the stuff that's going to keep you together when times get really really bad, because that's mostly what life is. Life is mostly suck. It's mostly 90% suck. Yeah. And once in a while you'll get to see the sunrise. But it's you're gonna need to learn to live.
Right, we're gonna have to.
Yeah, we're gonna have to talk about that. Yeah. Life. Yeah, man. Like,
what's wrong?
Life is not 90%.
It's a lot of suck. It's a lot of suck.
No,
there's a lot of suck in life.
90% suck.
Nope.
There's a lot of suck.
Well, the suck, but it's beautiful, man.
Gabby,
life is good, bro.
Yep.
Well, you need to be strong for those times when it's not so good.
I think I think it's the flip side. I think it's 90% great and 10% suck. And you do have to be strong for those 10% of the time that it is. Because if you're not, then it infiltrates. Yeah,
More than likely a result of the privilege of living in this country at this time. Because we can say that, but we all take a shit in the clean water.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. You know what? Like, I'm jumping in. Sorry. Damn, we're going to go over time. Anyway.
Gotta take a look at the collateral beauty, man.
That is, and this is the privilege of living here in this country, because to be honest with you, just because people don't have clean water to shit in or whatever, does not mean that they're not happy. Yeah. They're more in touch with their humanity and their side of themselves in a lot of ways than we are. We are so far separated from the things that we do. One of my
quick interjection.
Yes.
When I say suck, I don't mean sad. I mean hard.
Oh,
it's hard work.
It's hard work, but it's hard work for us. Hard work for them.
You have this expectation that you set on yourself to make it harder. It's like the Buddha saying that life is suffering. Well, you suffer because you have attachments and you create these attachments. Therefore,
I like that.
It sucks.
I like exactly.
That. I like that.
You know, walking up and down a mountain,
Buddhism,
walking up and down a mountain is hard for us.
Yeah.
But somebody who was born there, that's what they do every day.
That's their life.
Hard for them would be like, I got to sit here and talk into a freaking microphone for an hour. That could be hard.
Mm.
So it's about the circumstances.
Yeah.
Acceptable. I'm done. So you got the last word. You got three minutes.
Damn it. All right. 3 minutes. All right. So if a young man comes to me and asks me, what does it take to be a man? I would say, I'll ask him honestly, when was the last time you cried? And if he said, you know, whatever it may be, the other question would be, did you do it by yourself? Did you do it in person, like out in the open? Did somebody see you cry? And if they said no,
what? What? I close this door.
Hold on. Let me finish my story before we introduce.
Finish the story.
I'll tell them, like, don't hide the fact that you cry. Mm-hmm. Don't hide your vulnerability. To know yourself is to know your vulnerabilities. Mm-hmm. And for you to be any good, and like I said, you know what Craig said was I agree with. You know, to be able to help people. You got to be able to relate. But I think before you get to that level, you have to be comfortable in yourself and know what your vulnerabilities are. Your vulnerabilities is where you're going to actually find your true strength. running from and ignoring them is where you're going to hide it. So those things that scare you, admit that they scare you. Those things that make you cry, let them make you cry. I've seen fighters walk to the ring, you know, for a fight, and they're tears, they're bawling. Mm-hmm. And they get into the ring and they wreck everything in their path. So it has nothing to do with you being afraid, being scared, you know, crying, or feeling that you have to, if you want to walk around with a freaking kitten doll or a teddy bear until you're 15 or 16, that's fine with me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That is who you are. Embrace that in its totality. And once you are comfortable in that, then I can say you are a true person. And if you want to identify yourself as a man, then identify yourself as a man.
Like that shit. I cool. like that.
And I got it in on time. And now we have another special guest popping back into the mix, talking to the microphone.
In the last 60 seconds.
The fuck have what you been?
Up, Will?
What's up,
Camacho?
I like how your beard got thicker in a time off. my man's growing out the full Rick Ross.
I was feeding it for a couple of weeks. That's why I've been gone. That's how I got into
Listen, man, beard feeding is very intense work. It's very intense.
It is, you know, some people have teddy bears for some things, like that. Out there. I just grow beards.
He grows beards.
Like, you know, I throw axes and I grow a beard. I'm like, okay, I'm a man. Change some tires, do my brakes and shit, you know.
Fucking good to see you, man.
I call myself a man that way.
That's a nice beard, man.
Yeah, it's good to see you, man. It's good to see you.
One of those. I'm working on
inspired
that.
Inspired,
you know? It's taking me a minute, man. I'm trying to get there. A
couple of years?
Yeah. See me next year in April.
Next Easter.
You got to go through that. I hate the mid-beard point where it's like you look like a terrorist. It's just like you have to stay inside. You got to stay inside until, don't be judging me, all right? I have to wear a mask. I don't wear that shit. But I need that, bro. It's good to see you, man. Coming through, man.
Thank you. I've been MIA. I got an awesome opportunity. I'm actually working out in the Bahamas now. So I
That's what's up.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Did you guys see his story?
I did not.
It's a hard life, yo. It's a hard life staying in that resort life, swimming in the pool.
Rubbing it in.
Infinity pool and whatnot.
He got the Cox salad, though.
Tourist booty.
I got the Cox tacos. Ooh, that was amazing.
I haven't had that in years, bro.
Fire. Absolutely fire.
What is this?
I need a new job.
What is it?
Conch tacos? Is that like a metaphor for something?
It's not like chocolate tacos that Craig likes to eat.
Knocking choco tacos, homie.
This man eats chocolate tacos and leaves the shell.
I Googled it. I had to Google it. Nicole and I had to Google it afterwards.
Right here.
Choco taco?
And I was just like, bro, you nasty.
Ladies, holler at your boy.
I didn't know what it was. Were talking about it. I didn't know what it was. I almost disowned you from the family.
Choco tacos are great.
By the way, are you on the cousins list on WhatsApp?
There's a what?
Oh, yeah, see? You're disowned.
A what?
It was all about the chocolate tacos leaving the shell.
Wait. So you just found out what a choco taco was?
I just found out what a chocolate taco is.
No. Not a choco. It's a choco taco.
No, it's a choco taco.
It's like an ice cream sandwich.
It's a what?
See, that's the greatest invention by mankind.
I like my junk food. So you're going ham on my man over here, disowning him,
right?
And you don't even know what a choco taco is.
No. We did Urban Dictionary to see what a chocolate taco is, because he was saying I eat chocolate taco.
Obviously,
no,
this man.
That is a choco taco.
It's like a.
Oh, so you were saying
this is an Urban Dictionary?
You said no.
We said
everything defaults to Urban Dictionary. There are normal things in life like.
He said chocolate taco and leave the shell.
Wait, hold on.
A choco taco is different. Urban Dictionary chocolate taco, bro.
Wait, hold on.
Wait. What's Urban Dictionary got on
this? Urban Dictionary chocolate taco. Please, somebody do it now.
I'm not catching the virus.
Rick, do it.
Why, did you think I ate booty?
Bro, it was worse than eating booty, yo.
Listen.
Three girls, one cup kind of thing.
Get the fuck out of here. Oh. Bro. B, don't look at me like that.
Like cream pie kind of stuff?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, I don't eat booty. I don't see
a
future in.
Here we go. We're gonna leave on this note. Go ahead. Rick is going to read.
Chocolate taco. The aftermath of having anal sex and then vaginal sex. The dirty alternative to a cream pie used to describe something gross. That chick is ugly. I mean, chocolate taco. I heard they had anal and then it was chocolate taco. So basically, anal and then vagina sex.
Oh. I did not do that. Oh, I do not do that.
Definition
I do
two.
Not do that.
A chocolate taco is when you shit into a woman's vagina and then have sex.
Oh, damn.
Wait.
Jesus Christ.
Hold on. How do you?
Oh, wait, hold on.
Homegirl.
I know you're overtime. I know you're overtime, but see, like I said, because you were saying, I eat chocolate tacos and leave the shell. You didn't say choco taco. He said chocolate taco. I'm going to go back. I'm going to go. Listen, I will replay it from last week. Anyway, after reading that,
I want to replay from next week. What happened?
I agree with it.
No, he was talking about, you know, like crazy. Like, yo, I was born with a small dick. But
I got a small dick, bro.
But, yo, he's just like, yo, I eat chocolate tacos and leave the shell. And I was like,
damn.
Okay, chocolate tacos. I was like,
and he went Urban Dictionary.
In his defense, you're talking about having a small dick and making up for it.
That's a good point, though.
Yeah,
that's a good point. You're right. No, you know what? You're right.
Bounce into that to eat.
You're right. That's my fault. I didn't.
I'm glad the real ones knew.
Thank you. Thank you.
We got you.
My man's over here questioning. He's like, bro, do I need to get rid of this motherfucker right
now? No, his default. I'm still surprised that his default for everything is literally Urban Dictionary. It's not I Googled this. It's not anything. I'm like, I put that shit on
Wikipedia. Urban Dictionary immediately.
When you put it in Google,
is there an
Urban Dictionary pops up. I was like, oh, Urban Dictionary. Let's see. First one.
And you're like,
it's obviously
exactly. Like, yeah, this sounds like Craig.
I was getting ready to get rid of me out of the family, bro. Nah, man.
I mean,
I eat, ladies, I eat pudding cups with no spoon. I'm in this shit, bro. But I ain't eating no booty. If I don't see a future in that asshole, I'm not eating that ass.
I don't get the booty either.
You know what? I've been told that so many times. Well, if I don't see a future in this asshole, they would tell me the asshole.
Based on, you know, pleasing, you know, just using things that please your partner.
Some people like it, yeah.
Some people like it's a sensitive area with very high sensitive nerves.
I got to kiss him afterwards?
That's up to you, bro.
If you want
to
kiss him afterwards, that's up to you.
That sounds like more of a revenge thing. Let me show you what you put me through, woman.
What's that guy? Anal snowball.
There's normally like there's normally like a toothbrush. There's normally like some teeth
brushing going on.
Afterwards, it's like
is that an anal snowball?
The anal snowball.
I mean, I'll kiss when we go to sleep.
All right.
Yeah. What does that even taste like?
I don't know.
All right. That is it.
The underworld.
You go figure. I come in and it's wild.
Yep. Exactly. Blame it on Will.
You know, we were having like a productive, like sensitive, safe conversation.
Is this not productive?
You
just found out like what his go-to is.
Yeah,
I gotta lighten things up. I've been gone for a little while. I got a lot of catching up to do.
You show up, and we talking about taking dumps in girls' vaginas.
Oh, I did it.
You know what?
I didn't know.
You're
that was
welcome.
A thing. You now have knowledge. Go forth.
Steamy poops.
I want to hear from the women that like enjoy that.
I don't.
You just want to.
I'm very curious.
Hold on.
I don't think I can look at him.
Your girl
same.
from thing.
That the
bartender
play?
From whatchamacallit?
Fecal play?
She's in the sky.
That place
the sky play, bro?
Oh, yeah, Falcon Pub. Yeah.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah. Oh.
Hey, yo.
No, bro, fill me in.
Bro,
no.
She be getting play.
Yo. What?
This girl gets
obviously, if she's like that.
Not I mean, for nothing, excuse those listening at home. You got big tits and you're out there. Like,
they're
guys
there,
that
they
literally
there.
Just do anything.
Bro, you don't understand. Like, the guys that I see there that I'm like, oh, these guys have respect for themselves, do not have respect for themselves. She be out there running them. We talking ass eating. All that shit.
Really?
We eat the booty like groceries.
Booty's like, we talking putting all types of things in her ass type shit.
Yeah. Oh, no.
We talking naked and ran through.
No.
She be running through them.
I'm okay. I do not body count shame.
Through them.
I don't think it's a body count issue at this point.
I think it's the things that go on
during that body count.
Listen. I want you to understand. Like, I will like.
This is the same girl, by the way, that we brought glow sticks and she was all about shoving them up 100%. Her ass and cracking the glow sticks.
The only reason she didn't do it is because they were already cracked.
Then you go to Walmart.
Wait a minute.
Buy some more.
They're not going in there.
She's like, I'm not putting these in my ass because they're already cracked. And we're like, whoa.
Listen, you put that on RedTube, you're getting $10,000 immediately, my dude. Are you kidding me?
Fuck Uber.
Oh, we gotta cut.
Conversation's getting good.
Stay tuned next week.
Next week. We'll see where we pick
your
up
ass
from next
better
week.
Be here next week, man. Come
yo,
on.
I'm around. I don't even know where I'm going to be at. Last weekend, I was supposed to be over here. Ask Ozai.
Last week was my fault because he did say, text him when I'm on the way.
I wasn't here.
You weren't here?
That's true.
The week before that.
True.
I'm in.
Got to go through with that. We need to have this conversation right here. We need to talk about this. You know what the next episode needs to be? Body count shaming. Let's hear it.
We'll see. We'll address that maybe.
I don't want to
on the next edition of the
D-Squad.
Peace.